gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair. Get myself over there.
Lulu's dragging down.
You tell all my pets, my Harlem Buckets, Mr. Oakley's regrets, ain't gonna be around. Now you can tell the mailman not to call. Get home at all. Lulu. Oh, Lulu. A Lulu's back in town.
The Hot Sardines on WBGO. And that's a song about Lulu, one of the many dangerous dames of jazz. And one of the newest dangerous dames is among us. Ms. Elizabeth herself is with us, and the Hot Sardines. You're going to be at Joe's Pub tonight, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And your new album is live.
Our new album is live. It was recorded partly at Joe's Pub here in New York City and partly at Kerner Hall in Toronto. One's a 200-seat room, one's a more than 1,000-seat room. Because that's kind of what we play now. We've been super lucky to get to start touring and playing little tiny jazz clubs that are super intimate, and then big halls where we try to turn the hall into a tiny jazz club. And so we wanted to capture both of those ideas, both those feels on the record.
And really, you started off playing smaller gigs, because when you started off, where, in the East Village?
Yeah, the East Village, a loft on Bergen Street in Crown Heights that didn't have a certificate of occupancy, all sorts of places that were very far from a fancy hall. We played speakeasy parties. We were busking in the subway. We played anywhere they would let us, you know, take up 4 square feet.
She's with me, so is Evan Palazzo, and the whole band is here. And Evan, you two came together by chance, and that's that nice way it works.
Exactly. All the best things in life happen by chance, I think, is true. We met at a jazz jam and hit it off musically and began playing together for fun as a hobby amongst our busy lives. And then this happened overnight. No, not at all. We started, as you said, in busking, but doing what you love has led to us doing this, and it's an honor to be here.
And the fun thing is, I mean, you both have this love of this music from back then, which you don't play as if it's from back then, as if it's right now. It's when you play it.
Thank you for saying that. Exactly. We are trying to play it for people in 2019. That's exactly right. With the sensibilities people carry with them today, the joy of this music and its history sort of washes over someone when they're given the opportunity. We find that's the experience.
I love the legend of how the group's name came about. You wanted to call it something hot, and you were in a store, and one of you saw a tin of sardines.
It's really true. We had prepared a bunch of songs to do this open mic in the East Village, and I saw the tin of sardines, and we needed to write our name down on the sign-in sheet, and I said, "What about hot sardines?" Because we thought we'll change it later or whatever.
They were in hot sauce, weren't they?
They were in hot sauce, yeah. And we thought we'll change the band name later. And then a couple people came up after the open mic and said, "Hey, when's your next gig?" And so I think I wrote, like, on a cocktail napkin the name, sort of my phone number, and I was like, and then I think the next day we put something online, and we never thought it would be printed anywhere. We never thought it would be on a record cover. We never thought it would be in a newspaper. We never thought it would be here, you know, written on something at WBGO, or we might have called ourselves something else.
I like it.
By chance, you happen to see a tin of sardines at the store.
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, you easily could have ended up with a group called Hot Twinkies.
yeah, that's not bad, actually.
No, that's pretty nice.
Yeah. Hot Pockets.
I think it stands out.
Hot Pockets. There you go. That's right.
People remember it, which is a good thing, you know. It's hard to forget.
It's Googleable.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're the one who said, well, sardines are salty, so.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So is this music.
We're a little salty ourselves.
Well, let's have some of that.
Briny.
All right. You brought the whole band here. This is amazing.
All eight of you.
Is it nine of you?
Hopefully we'll get to introduce them all.
I can't count anymore.
I think we're eight.
Yeah,
we might
have
multiplied since we came in the building, but I think we're eight.
Yes.
All right. This is from the new album, but it's live here. But welcome home, bon voyage. Back and forth around the world, but here from Newark is the Hot Sardines.
One, two, one, two.
baby but my baby don't love nobody but me, no one but me. Everybody wants my baby but my baby don't want nobody but me, that's plain to see. I'm a sweet patootie and he's my loving man, always does his duty, loves me like no other can. Everybody loves my baby but my baby don't love nobody but me, no one but me, but me.
Hot Sardines, they're live at and on WBGO. They're going to be live tonight. at Joe's Pub. And that's actually the song that kicks off Welcome Home, Bon Voyage. It's live at Joe's Pub, but also that song came from Toronto. You like playing there, that Kerner Hall.
Yeah, we've played there, I think, two or three times now. My mom's from Toronto, and my granddad was a Canadian jazz musician, actually, so there's a little bit of a special connection there for me.
Talking with Elizabeth Boucheron and Evan Palazzo. He's at the piano, and you two have been leading this group for more than 10 years now, right?
I guess that's we're
ish.
Approaching it. We're getting to that marker. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think things really kind of coalesced, and in 2011 is when we made it kind of an 8-piece band. We'd been kind of kicking around doing stuff, but it's getting up there.
Yes, that's right. 2011 Midsummer Night Swing, that was a great gig for us
at Lincoln Center.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, cool. We were a last minute replacement. And we just got a blind email, and we got the gig, and we said, oh, God, we better come up with some material to play at this gig.
Oh, that's a classic story of show business. That's
is
how
it so
out.
True?
That's
the
exactly what happened.
The goes on and becomes a star. So which 8 pieces did you bring today? Who would you bring today? Who's
oh,
in the
great.
Band
let's introduce
yeah.
them. We have on trombone over there on the far right, Mr. Todd Londigan. And we have on our trumpet the great Paul Brandenburg.
Great.
And on saxophone and clarinet, we have Ben Golder-Novick. On drums, we have David Berger. And on bass, we have...
excuse me, I have something in my...
Adam Kubota.
Adam Kubota.
I'll jump in. Adam Kubota on
excuse
bass.
Me, I have something in my throat, is one of the great bass players of all time. Adam Kubota, ladies and gentlemen, on bass.
And you have a second drummer, in effect.
And yes, exactly. This is the great A.C. Lincoln, tap dancing. And we've always had a tap dancer, and he's been tapping with us now for, gosh, 2 years, I'd say,
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
And change. That's right. And, of course, Elizabeth Boucheron here on vocals and washboard. If you can see her live, you'll usually get a taste
no
washboard of the washboard.
Today, but,
you didn't
yeah.
bring it?
I didn't bring it. It's
we're
not on these tunes. I know.
Well, that's, you know.
I figured you guys had enough washboard here at WBGO.
Yeah.
I think when I was reading about you, one of the things you were trying to do was try to sit in a lot. You wanted to sing and you couldn't get
yeah.
gigs sitting in, but you somehow managed to get gigs playing the washboard.
Well, what's really goofy is when I was going and hearing a lot of live music like this stuff, I would go up and I would say, oh, you know, I do a little singing and I would love to maybe one day, blah. And, you know, legitimately, people were like, listen, we're all set. Thank you very much. And so insanely, I thought that if I learned to play the washboard, that would legitimize me, which is kind of hilarious when you think about it. So I bought a washboard and I taught myself to play. So when people
you went
would,
down to like a hardware store and bought a washboard?
I went to acehardware.com and I ordered a double handy. They're called double handy. They're made in, I believe, Columbus, Ohio. Got myself a washboard, kitted it out a little bit, got some drum brushes, taught myself to play the washboard.
And a hotel bell, right?
Yeah. At the time, yeah. It was high tech. It was a high tech operation.
Okay. Well, and then Evan, you just went up to a piano when you were a child and started playing, right?
I did. Never thinking I'd get to do this for my living and have
three?
This adventure. But yeah,
weren't
my parents
years
were.
Old?
Yeah, I was probably around 3 when I went up to the piano and said, hello, piano, and worked on it sort of as my obsessive private hobby for most of my life as a form of therapy, really. I encourage anyone who plays music to do it maybe just for themselves to play, because it really is a great way to get your head together and to be meditative.
So then, when did you first hear Fats Waller? Because Fats Waller seems to be the common denominator of this group.
At 3 years old was when I heard Fats Waller, and it rocked my world. I remember the memory, actually, at 3, hearing this music, this piano, and I just never heard anything like it before. And from that moment on, I was hooked.
It was the same for Dave Brubeck. It was the same for Diana Krall.
Yes.
A lot of people that I've talked to over the years, the first piano player that just grabbed a hold of them and said, oh, try this. And you can't do this, but try.
That's right. Yeah, you can't do this, but you'll emulate the feelings it gives when he does it, is what I look at it that way.
The great thing is, whatever he sang, you just believed after, you just automatically assumed he wrote it. Because
that's
you
right.
can't imagine anybody else
that's
writing
such a
it
good
because
point.
He made everything his own.
Is something we always actually say. Now, did he actually write that one?
No.
In fact, you just said it now with O. Frenchie.
I did. No, you're right. He totally inhabited it. And I also think that he's a good gateway drug for jazz for kids, honestly. I think that's one of the reasons so many people you talk to say the first person I plugged into when I was a little kid is Fats Waller. For some reason, I think there's something there. They just respond. And now I have a little kiddo myself, and it's what he responds to.
One of the legends is that he wrote a lot of the standards that don't get credited to him because
totally.
He sold the royalties
to other
people who put their names on
Well, can I ask mm-hmm. a question of your opinion on one of those? I keep hearing two different answers on Sunny Side of the Street.
Well, that's the one everybody talks about.
Yeah, what
was
is
it
your
Jimmy
opinion?
McHugh and Dorothy Fields, or was it Fats Waller?
I have an opinion. What may I ask yours?
Well, it's one of those songs that sounds like he wrote it.
It does. I don't think he did. I think that sounds like it. I think in a way, I think he would have said something. Jimmy McHugh would have.
I can't give you anything but love is close enough.
That, yes.
It sounds like that style.
Yes.
So you go like, oh, no, they, you know.
I guess it's like Shakespeare when they said about Shakespeare, he didn't really write it. My first reaction is, are you sure? He probably did.
Or, you know, and then ultimately, whoever wrote Shakespeare was
really, really
good.
Yeah, I don't think they'd want to stay anonymous if they were that good.
You never know. Jazz, once upon a time, was not exactly an honorable profession.
True.
Pop music.
True.
You grew up, Elizabeth, in France, right?
I did. I was born in France. My dad's French and my mom's from Toronto, but I was born in Neuilly, right next to Paris, and mostly grew up in France.
You grew up down the river from Cyril Aimé. Right?
Did I really? Is that is she right down from there?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, you're in what? Neuilly-sur-Seine, and she's in Saint-Moi-sur-Seine.
It's all on the Seine.
That's right.
It's all plugged into the river. Yeah, and the thing that was cool about that I didn't realize until I came to the States is in France, jazz really is pop music.
Oh, sure.
It's not considered sort of a niche thing.
It's the first country in the world to have a jazz musician in a statue, Sidney Bechet. There's
yes.
Sidney Bechet statue in Nice. So anyway, let's get back to Fats. And you have to do a Fats song on every show, right?
We do. Although I guess of these three, the Fats song would have been the one we just played.
Okay.
Although his version of some of these days,
he does have a great version of some. He's played all these songs, in fact. But this next tune.
But he probably wrote. Keeping Out of Mischief. No.
Oh, that I would bet everything on. Yes.
Andy Razov.
Yes, so, that's such a great one.
It's almost like the sequel to A Misbehaving.
And Honeysuckle Rose as well, because it's got very, he loves that nerding out now, the two
so
and the five.
Here's live from the album, Welcome Home, Bon Voyage. Here's the Hot Sardines, Play Fats.
Keeping out of mischief now. Truly I'm in love, and how? Well, I'm through playing with fire. It's you I desire. All the world can plainly see you're the only one for me. And I have told them in advance they can't break.
That's the Hot Sardines, and that's from the new album. And was that at Joe's Pub? Keeping Out of Mischief Now?
That was in Kerner Hall.
That was at Kerner Hall. Mm-hmm. But the other songs on this new album were recorded live at Joe's Pub downtown, the Public Theater, down there on Lafayette Street. And that's where you're going to be tonight.
That's right.
And that's where you really, that was like a big break club for you.
They've been incredible to us. The Public Theater is an amazing institution, and the Joe's Pub is really one of the first places where we started growing a fan base, I think, in New York City. And they welcomed us with open arms, and so anytime we get to go back there, we love it.
The Hot Sardines are with me, Singers Unlimited on WBGO, and Elizabeth Bougeron is singing, and you also have brought in a lot of the French. We were talking about you're born over there. Mm-hmm. Do you consider yourself at all French?
I do. I consider myself primarily French.
Are you a citizen still?
I am very much a citizen. I'm a French citizen. I'm a Canadian citizen through my mom, and now through marriage, I'm an American citizen. I'll take as many passports as the world is willing to give me.
Well, you don't have an identifiable accent.
But it's because my mom's from Toronto, and so via her, I have those sort of Midwestern flat tones, I've been told.
Do you say a boot?
I don't say a boot. I don't say a boot or toque or any of those things. I don't think I say sorry.
But, you were saying about the French have this Jones for jazz long. I mean, that's why Sidney Bechet went to Paris.
Yep. Absolutely.
Why Josephine Baker went to Paris.
That's right.
And so many others. Benny Carter went over there. And they went over there and stayed because they were getting away from the madness of racism. They were getting away from other things. But also, not just they were getting away, they were getting to a place where they were really respected.
They were so welcomed. I think the French love affair with America is a longstanding thing, and the French obsession with American culture goes back a long way, and that's one of the great eras of it. Is when jazz kind of infected the French, and then the influences then went back and forth, right? Because then you have Django, so there's so much there that's interwoven between the two countries and how the cultures affect each other.
When you listen to Django especially, you listen to nobody can do that but them.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be you can play their music.
Mm-hmm.
But when you listen to those records, mm-hmm. also when you realize Django was playing with three fingers.
Totally.
But that the rhythm of all that. But you come from
fingers.
Yeah, exactly. And you come from over there. There was also not just the gypsy thing, which is not necessarily French, but there was a French kind of musette music and,
totally.
And all that that slips into jazz that never really translated over this way as much. Do you want to bring that in?
It's funny. Every time I listen to Edith Piaf, who I adore, I always think, her songs are so great and she's incredible. There's always a bit in the middle where she talk sings for what feels like 10 minutes. And then you're back to the song. And it's so French. It's a very, very French. And I think that's one of the things that maybe doesn't quite translate. But I still think that so much of what is kind of in the American cabaret tradition now, sort of, owes a lot to the French music hall stuff, where it's very much about story and the vocals, really.
Well, speaking of storytelling, you're going to do some of these days, Sophie Tucker.
Sophie.
She told some stories.
She sure did.
So what's your story on this song? Did you hear this song sung by Sophie Tucker first?
we've been doing this song, I think, as long as we've been a band. I love Sophie Tucker. I think she's underappreciated as a feminist icon, honestly. She got told that she was, by, impresarios, she got told she was variously too fat or too ugly to perform on stage. She famously got her break because one impresario said, "I'll let you perform if you do it in blackface," which is a stunning tidbit of history. So she ultimately conveniently forgot her makeup one day at home because she wanted, first of all, she hated performing in blackface and she wanted to be taken seriously on her own merits. And she performed as herself and she killed, and it kicked off an almost 6-decade career for Sophie Tucker. She took no prisoners. No. She was quite something. And I think nowadays it's she doesn't really stand up, but I think at the time there was just no one like her as a woman doing what she did.
Well, let's listen to what you do with her signature song, really.
Mm-hmm. It's true, yeah. Written by a Canadian, actually, Shelton Brooks.
Thank you.
You're gonna miss me, honey, some of these days. You're gonna feel so lonely, and you'll miss my hugging, and you'll miss my kissing. You'll miss me, baby, when I've gone away. And you'll feel so lonely for me only. But you know, honey, you always had your way. And when you leave, creep me, you'll miss your girl some of these days.
The Hot Sardines, they're live in the performance studio of WBGO. Singers Unlimited, this is Michael Bourne. I am, they will be at Joe's Pub tonight. That's Joe Papp, actually. That's down at the Public Theater on Lafayette Street tonight. That's, I suppose, in a way, a home for you after all those years.
Oh, yeah.
Joe's Pub, definitely. Yeah. We've played there, I want to say, like 25 times now.
It's in the 20s, maybe, if you can believe it.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
So when, why, and how did you bring a tap dancer into the band?
One of the things we nerded out about right after Fats Waller and Lewis and everything, French-American culture, was the fact that we both loved Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly, and thought that having that energy depicted visually really adds to the emotional palette of this music, the power of the emotions. And we just got to hear AC tap dancing in that last one. And he's toweling off, and He improvises everything. It's more hoofing than tapping, right, AC? Because he makes it up each time just like a soloist.
I always felt that Fred Astaire was a drummer, and actually he was a drummer.
So well, he could drum very well. Piano, too, he could
absolutely.
Play. Yeah, and of course the singing, if he never did anything else. Just the singing was amazing.
People, everybody always talks about who was your favorite of his partners, and my favorite was nobody. I liked when he danced solo.
Yes.
He danced with everything in the room.
Mm-hmm. Ah, brooms, lights. On ships.
And
yes.
He did do a famous dance with a set of drums.
Yes.
So,
Speaking of slow, we were talking about slow drum solos before we started. I love him dancing slowly.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's really his sweet spot is when he's just kind of, he's so sinewy.
So AC was reminding me before the show that we haven't seen each other for 30 years. He was in Berlin with his mom and dad, Marion Cowings and Kim Gillespie, 30 years ago, singing at the jazz festival.
I love it.
And it was just, this music travels the world and reaches, it is the universal language.
Yes.
In so many ways.
And it brings people together, I think that's the other thing, you can always enjoy music together. With anyone.
We were talking about that crossing back and forth in time, too, because you're not a retro band.
Well, thank you. I take that as a great compliment. Although the music's old, it's universal, and that's what we try to aim for.
It's a testament to these songs, too, though, because they've survived, right? And they've been covered how many hundreds and hundreds of times? And they're always covered, whoever takes a whack at these songs is coming to that song with everything they've heard. So, we're all steeped in everything we've listened to from Ray Charles to James Brown to, Diana Krall to... So you can't escape the influences, and they seep back into the music, even if you're tackling a tune from 1910.
I think one of the things I read about you all, in some ways the two totems that all your music is between are Fats Waller and Ray Charles, which is...
It's a good totem, yeah. Does, though. We'd even go past that. On a previous album, we actually went into the 80s and covered a tune, but yeah. Duke Ellington, if it sounds good, it is good, I think is a good motto to go by which songs to do.
And how do you don't really orchestrate the tap dancing.
No.
No.
He has
you
spots.
Just, I see
mean,
you
we,
just dance.
We have arrangement moments, right?
The arrangements by but, hand, I just play along.
But he's a soloist, as much as anyone else on the stage here. So it's about, and so no two solos are the same.
Well, and the other thing is everybody hears what they hear. So one of the things I want to play from the record is Jelly Roll, because it depends on who you are as you're listening to what this song is actually about. Now, Evan, I think you believe it's about the dessert.
Yeah, it's a kid's song about dessert.
Okay, there you go. Here's the Hot Sardines on WBGO. That's from Welcome Home, Bon Voyage. That's a new album from the Hot Sardines. And it's your third record, right? Or fourth or fifth or what? How many?
Well, are we counting garage records?
Yeah.
Then it's the 50th record.
I think it's the third. Let's put it this way. It's the third record in a plastic case if you buy the CD.
With a little strip on the top.
Right.
With the little strip, yeah. The strip is really
open.
The line. But we recorded we recorded lots of very, very much self-mixed and self-everythinged stuff before we started in on larger releases.
Your previous couple of records, they crisscrossed all sorts of things, French songs and a variety of styles and other things that, you like singing, obviously. But this record is the band.
Mm. Yeah.
This is the band as is.
This is the band now, and that was the idea was, we had done one live recording before at Joe's Pub, actually, and we hadn't captured this where the sound had kind of evolved to, and we wanted to get that. We wanted to get that down, and so that's what this record is.
Tell us again who's in the band.
On trombone, we have Todd Londigan, slide trombone. On trumpet, we have Paul Brandenburg. On clarinet and tenor sax, we have Ben Goldernovic. On drums, we have David Berger. On the bass, we have Adam Kubota. Here playing the feet, tap dancing, this is AC Lincoln. Evan Palazzo is playing the piano, leading the band. I'm Elizabeth Bougerol. I sing.
So, let's have it. Let's have what you do.
Crazy rhythm, here's a doorway. I'll go my way, you go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're. This is where we have a showdown, cause I'm too high hat and you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, now here's goodbye. And they say that when a high brow meets a low brow, walking along the wrong way, as soon that high brow, he got no brow. Ain't it a shame when you're to blame? What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Ooh, crazy rhythm, crazy too.
Mm-hmm.
The Hot Sardines, they're live at WBGO. They're going to be live at Joe's Pub tonight. They have a new album that's all live, Welcome Home and Bon Voyage. And I'm so grateful that you came by because, I mean,
oh,
when I first
you,
heard that very first record, I thought, okay, they're right for us. They're just, you're right in the pocket for WBGO.
Oh, thank you for
you.
Saying that.
It's so great to be here. You guys are our favorites.
We've been playing this music for 40 years, and so much of the music that we played on the very first day, we're still playing because it doesn't age.
It doesn't
yes.
age.
Please don't stop.
Yeah.
Please, never
yep.
stop.
Yep.
I also think that music, you know, we're saying the universal language, and Ms. Elizabeth. I assume you're Ms. Elizabeth because you don't want people to mispronounce your last name.
Because nobody, it's been very hard. I'm on a mission to reclaim it. But it's true that when we first started getting, you know, the occasional interview, people usually pronounce a hard G in my last name. My last name is Bougerol, and I usually get Bougerol or Buggerol, and each of those is vaguely insulting in its own way. So we thought let's go with Ms. Elizabeth for a while, but you pronounced it right out of the gate. So
no, I'm one ventricle of my heart is Quebecois, so I mean I have some chanson in me always. Can I put you on the spot and have you? I assume you'll be singing some of your French songs in your show tonight, or are you due just?
I
normally?
Think so. Yeah, we got some French stuff. We got some French
Can
stuff.
Can you whip
Joe's
one out
tonight.
For me?
Can we whip one out Ooh. For you? Wowzers! I don't know.
Comes Love? Do a little
yeah.
bit of it.
Yeah,
I love that
do
you do that,
love.
And you do Comes Love on your previous album.
Mm-hmm. We do it in two languages,
champagne.
Actually. In those and the French lyrics, I actually wrote because there weren't French lyrics to it. But we can do Comes Love.
Okay, we'll take it. From
you guys
the
down?
Do you guys have an idea? Why don't we go?
You want to start in from the bum bum
yeah, we'll
bum,
start there.
Bum.
We'll take a full vocal. You guys decide who shares a solo, and then we're in with the bass and the vocal to the end.
Okay, cool. Yeah, great.
So we're going to need help.
This does have a snap section.
You'll be
so,
our audience.
Yeah, get your fingertips powdered.
Ça te détruira que je t'aime tout le tralala. L'amour, il s'en fout. Toutes les histoires se termineront mal. Les cendrillons n'iront pas tout au bal. Et l'amour s'en fout. Cherche pas, tu trouveras, c'est toujours la même chanson. Cherche pas, tu verras, que de la rage à l'horizon. C'est pas la peine de se dire tous ces je t'aime, on finit seul, foutu, le cœur brisé quand même. Et l'amour, oui l'amour s'en fout. Feet. from a snowstorm. You can get a little heat, but comes love, nothing can be done. Mm-mm-mm. Come a fire and you'll know just what to do. Blow a tire and you'll get another shoe. But come love, nothing can be done. So don't try hiding. There isn't any use, 'cause you'll be sliding when your heart turns on the juice. So come ahead, when you lose it in a day, come a toothache. See your dentist right away. But comes love, nothing can be done. No, 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 come love. You're done.
Chanson merveilleuse. Merci mille fois.
C'est nous.
The Hot Sardines live at WBGO, live at Joe's Pub tonight, live on a new album, Welcome Home. Bon voyage, and I hope to see you. I just know you'll be back because you're just too cool.
We'd love to. Thank you
Anytime.
So much.
Anytime.
And keep going. And Evan and Elizabeth and all the cats, all the sardines,
all the cats.
Join in. Let's. We have to play Caravan at the end. So, here's you have to play Caravan at the end of your shows, right?
We're about to tonight. Yeah.
There you go. Caravan. Well, here's the same. Likewise, from the new album, The Hot Sardines, on WBGO.
Stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light. They shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon.